Hallo.
Hallo, Ismail? It's Miriam.
Hallo?
Yes, it's Miriam.
Hey, Miriam.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
I've been trying to call you many times, so I'm glad it works now.
I know, Adam told me, and I write you an email, I'm sorry, I was just so caught up in the mess here, but I was going to write you yesterday.
That's okay, I'm thinking of you every day.
Oh, Miriam. You have no idea what's going on here.
How are you living it yourself?
I was talking to a friend last night, and I feel so a little bit unguided, lost. You know, I'm not sure anymore which direction should I take. I mean, should I stay home and just be a spectator, or should I go down and engage and protest? Or I'm not sure anymore. What is the right thing to do? And
What is it? Are you doubting because of safety, because of security, your own safety, or is it because of beliefs that you're doubting? What is the good thing to do in terms of politics, or?
Of course, I'm definitely scared. Definitely.
Yes, it is very dangerous right now. Yes.
Yes, but fear is not my motivation. It's not that I'm scared for my life, so I don't want to go protest or demonstrate. I'm just not sure if it's effective anymore. You know, if it's going actually to change something. Because you know, right now there are some voices among the Egyptians that are just saying, let's stop. Let's stop all this and resume our lives again.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Yes, go on. I mean, I it's hard to say something really if I'm not there. But the newspapers are full of Egypt every day. The whole international world is so with you. I mean, there's so much, there's going to be a protest march in Brussels next Sunday to show our sympathy for the protests in Egypt. So you may feel isolated because there's not so much connection. And I don't know, sometimes there's no internet connection and all of these things. But it's really, I mean, if this can really, cause change. This kind of person, he's not gonna leave after 10 days, right? I mean, it needs probably this struggle, which is incredible. I don't know. I would not give it up yet.
You're right. I mean, part of me, part of the realistic, pragmatic me,
yes,
he's thinking that what was built in 30 years will not go away in 10 days.
Mm.
It was much more struggle and much more pushing and much more extraction to actually remove, physically remove them, I mean, or remove it, the system.
Yes.
But then I'm just afraid that people are losing resolve, they are losing their courage, they are losing their, hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need some kind of inspiration, some kind of support to go on. And, we were really, really hoping that after the last big demonstration on Tuesday, that this would shake up the system.
Mm.
But then what happened yesterday and the day before was catastrophic, catastrophic on all levels and by all measures. It's really, it's horrific what they have done in Tahrir, you know, they have arrested the entire bureau of Amnesty International, and they have arrested many, many, many human rights activists.
Mm-hmm.
And friends we know, and people we know, and people that even under Mubarak, they would never have been arrested or harassed. So we are not seeing enough signs that would indicate that the change is coming and that it would be something we want. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to sound pessimistic.
Yeah.
But it's just what we're seeing all the time now. You know, it's what's on TV every day from morning to night, what is going on. So
it must be very demoralizing to see protests on TV always recuperated by, you know, with other explanations and saying that it's pro press, you know, like, I don't know. But what is change then? You know, how can change come about? What do you think it needs? How to push change, you know? Change
yes,
is...
You know, I was hoping that this confrontation with the system would actually take up the system enough to sort of point a new direction of some kind.
Yeah.
And also, I was hoping that the international community would exert enough pressure, you know?
They start doing, it really starts. In the beginning, they were sort of in the middle of not being outspoken. But I think that there's really support now.
Yeah.
I can send you the links to the articles or give you an update. I don't dare to say things that are not correct, but the Obama has asked Mubarak to step down.
Yes, I know. I know that they now are more serious and more firm about their tone.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that Mubarak yesterday had an interview with ABC's anchor,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he has no intention of stepping down, and
mm-hmm.
that he does not care what the Egyptians are saying about him. Can you imagine a president saying that?
Mm-hmm.
He said that I do not care what people say about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And this shows you that despite the fact that there are millions of people out there that are actually cursing him and
mm-hmm.
asking him to leave after 13 years of terror, he still does not care what his people think of him. And it's a very bad signal. You are sending a very bad signal to your people. You're saying, I do not care about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so tragic and it's so infuriating. I'm really morally outraged that he could be so immune from his people's sympathies and feelings and emotions. And yeah, I don't know. And of course, this makes us more and more want to go down and protest and make our voices heard very clearly that we do not want him and we want him to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that he should listen.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't care, then he must listen, because if the people have spoken, then this is their will and this is their voice,
mm-hmm.
you know?
But isn't it not a triangle? It's like not only the relation between a people and its leader, like the father and the children, because that's very often how he portrays himself. But it's a triangle, because there's really international politics here, and I think that in international politics really start isolating him, isolating Mubarak, and this works through the sign of the people, right? The protest march and all of these demonstrations have not only as addressee Mubarak, but also the international community who somehow, I think it's mobilizing.
Yes, I saw yesterday the five leaders of the EU,
yes,
who issued a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, they issued a statement saying that they want that the people should have the right to protest and all that. That was great. And but I just hope that this pressure is consistent and that it keeps coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I really hope something will change, Ismail. It's about the belief nearly in change, you know? And it goes through rupture, it goes through systems breaking down, and it's not always a velvet revolution. Oh, connection is lost.